Breathing Room.
Blog Talk Radio.
The airline industry is our topic here in the United States on this 26th day of July, 2023. I've just started authoring working drafts of the Atlanta Protocol, a climate enthusiast consideration. Today's topic, FAA and climate. If there are 5,000 airplanes in the sky at any given moment in the United States of America, we have an incredible scheduling opportunity to ease up restricted airspaces, congested passenger transactions from point to point, destination to destination, an opportunity to optimize the normative daily workflow of those workhorses with wings, airplanes, throughout all of the U.S. of A, by scheduling around the fourth tide every day, little more than 24 hours, and putting each and every airline travel opportunity to allow for the natural planetary, atmospheric, and oceanic orchestration and delivery of H2O in our ecosystem. So if we work around the fourth tide, we're looking at every second, if we have 10,000 takeoffs and landings every day, because there's 5,000 in the sky at any moment, that's airplane, we're looking at 32 takeoffs or landings in a space of 3 million square miles per second in the USA, which gives a breathing room of 170 miles at a minimum between airports for that ordinary launch or landing activity. And you're flying through three or more time zones or three or less time zones, and you're working around that extraordinary wilderness of tide number four, that six-hour interval during which water is normally processed by nature, by Mother Nature, easing the friction and brutality of a modern technological industrial society on the space and land and sea and air in which we all live. The schedules will be at ease. We may have more red eyes than we previously had, and that's night flights, but not throughout all 7 days. There's more opportunity, in other words, to fly freely, economically, and efficiently while optimizing the entire transportation network and making climatologists rest assured that they'll have less pains and more opportunities to innovate in places beyond the marketing brand name change of technology companies already in existence. For example, Twitter to X, the news report I see today on the mainstream, Elon Musk Opportunity Network. We here in Maine have already been, and I've only been here for 5 years, we've already been through the brand name change strategic tactical program of community economic development. And I'm still unemployed as a U.S. citizen and a global thinker. Very good educational course module that's sitting here and where you are collecting dust. So dear FAA and climate enthusiasts, are we able to come to the table together and sit down and be in a conference that is professional with pens and paper and signatory contractual documents that represent human beings as they are, human beings, in ordinary and free trade and economic development? I met a man working on wind turbines for the past 25 years. That's a huge industry. He's listed on a university page as owner of 120 patents with other human beings in 25 years. What planet am I living on where a modern Mr. Nikolai Tesla has 120 patents, many of which are associated with wind turbine power, clean and green energy conservation and efficiency. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, via Bangor, Maine, and looking at our ordinary news station, saying it's 90 degrees in Kentucky and Columbus, Ohio today in July, which is above normal. Why does the temperature of our environment have more right to be above average than a guy with 2 degrees from formal education and 48 years of experience with 5 senses and 1 brain and 1 heart and 1 body? God bless the modern Nikolai Tesla, patent owner of 120 wallets. I'm not that guy, but I have a right to be employed in a system that offers mobility, economic opportunity, good education, and good plain old human relations and interactions and interpersonal well-being and wellness. Am I perfect? No, I am not perfect, and I haven't met one human being who is in 48 years of my existence on this hot and cool planet. This is the Atlanta Protocol, working drafts, first draft, section FAA and environment. Optimization, efficiency. Why do I electronically mail professionals, no matter the region of the country or the region of the planet they're in, and they can't respond with anything else than a branding and marketing email system of, quote, opportunity, close quote. Why am I living in a government, economy, and community that thinks presenting a non-venue for Michael Norton's educational work initiative is good business? You can place me in a hot dog and ice cream and fire and police exhibit picnic in the middle of July 2023 or a piazza in a downtown restaurant row, Restaurant Miracle Row, of Stephen King's hometown, fail to place me in an academic presentation and lecture for students or employed teachers, employed business people, employed communicators with a technological media distribution method that has the Hollywood Liaison Office with the Air and Space Force with a question mark over their heads as to what a distributor letter should look like among a potpourri of distributors who are there, their mouths and eyes and ears shut as if they're living in fairy tale land. So when you and I go and look at Fox News or CNN News and flip one to the other, it's the same story. Some judicial business is going on. They're reading the same teleprompter. What kind of watership down media professionalism is that? This is not Castlevania. This is not Castlevania. This is not the United Kingdom or the European Union or OPEC or the Asian States of Trans-Pacific Perfection. Have a nice day.